Annette, do you hear any background noise?
I'm not here. Well, just ever so slight. You hear anything on this end?
No, I'm concerned about the fact that I'm sitting not too far from an outdoor air conditioner. I just wondered if it was coming through.
Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, good.
Not enough to give any concern, I'd say.
Good, thanks. Hi, who's joining us?
Hi, that's Craig McKee joining.
Hey, Craig. Ken Freeland.
Hi.
Ned Delaney. Ned Delaney's already here.
Hi, Ned.
Hello.
I guess the call gets a little smaller in the summer months, I guess, eh?
Yeah, everything does.
Last month was fairly intimate. I think we had 7 people or something.
Yeah, I don't know how it compares to...
Yeah, I think it was 9, but still, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
I think you only listed 7, but I believe there were a couple people that came on at the beginning and then just disappeared.
So oh, is that right?
It didn't matter too much that you didn't include them.
Well, if you want me to add any names to the minutes.
Nah. It seemed to me that Jeff Orling was there at the beginning of the call, but I could be wrong. My mind might be playing tricks on me. He didn't participate if he was there, so it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference.
Yeah, that's true. I thought there was somebody that popped on at one point and didn't identify themselves and was kind of in the middle of a discussion, so I never kind of got back to asking.
I sure hope Tom Trevin comes on tonight, because if he doesn't, we're not going to have a whole lot to talk about.
Well, especially, it's on there for the second month in a row, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I figure if he doesn't show up tonight, we'll drop it.
Has he
Unless
said
somebody else still introduce it or
he'll be on this time?
Bring it up. Huh?
Has Tom said that he'll be coming on?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
Did we get any kind of verification prior to conference call from people that are scheduled on, so we know?
No, we invite 125 people, and they either show up or they don't. We have a record of who shows up, that's all.
But as far as those individuals that are part of the agenda for the evening, they don't...
Oh, no, they don't. It's just assumed that if they put something on the agenda, they'll show up. But it ain't necessarily so, as we find out.
Yeah, hello, Don Sterling on the call.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
How are we doing?
Sheldon Langford here.
Well, Sheldon, welcome back. How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear your voice. We got Shelton and Delaney, Don Mazzarelli and Craig McKee and myself, Ken Freeland. Is anybody else on the call? I think you're right, Craig. I think we're going to break the record for low attendance today.
Is Dwayne Dietz on?
Not yet.
Hi, who just joined us?
James Hufford.
Hi, James, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, great.
So far, there are 6 of us on the call, Craig, myself, Ken Freeland, Shelton Langford, Don Zerlian, and Ned Delaney, and yourself, James Hufford.
Mm-hmm. Is that Matt Delaney?
Matt. Yeah, I said Ned. I mentioned you, Ned. One more caller would bring us up to last month. Last month's low attendance. Well, it's after 5 after, so I guess we better get started. If others come later, they can just pile in when they get here. You want to do the official roll call then, Craig?
Sure. Okay, so what I have so far, Don Mazurlian, Ned Delaney, Ken Freeland, Sheldon Langford, James Hufford, and myself, Craig McKee. So I have 6 people. Did I miss anybody?
Is it Ned or Matt? Ned or Matt Delaney?
Ned, I believe.
Ned.
I wrote down Ned, so I'm hoping it's Ned.
It's Ned, N-E-D. No, I just wanted to get the first name, that's all.
Yeah. So that's what we've got so far.
Alrighty then. Any objections to approving the June 27th teleconference minutes as circulated by Craig?
Did you want to turn the recording on, Ken?
The recording's on.
Oh, it's on. Sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah, you should have heard an announcement when you came on that it was on. You didn't hear that?
Oh, I missed it. No.
You didn't?
I didn't realize it was on.
Somebody just came on, Ken. Someone just came on.
This is Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
I'll by a third. Hi, double Dwayne. Check this. Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne Deep, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, recording should be on. Dwayne, when you came on, did it tell you that it was being recorded?
Yes, it did.
Okay, great. We just need to double check that. All right. Okay, so where are we at now? We've approved the minutes of the previous meeting. There being no objections to that. And we're ready to look at tonight's draft agenda. Has everybody had a chance to look at that, presumably? And are there any amendments to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, we will then adopt the draft agenda as our agenda for this evening. And that means the first item was already postponed from the previous meeting because Tom Swetson did not show up, and he's not here again tonight. So unless anybody else wants to move to discuss this item, we will drop it. It's finding eyewitnesses to the plane strikes in New York City. If nobody moves to do anything else with that, we'll drop it because Tom hasn't shown up for 2 meetings and he's the one to put on the agenda. The next item.
This is Dwayne. I move that we move it to the end of the agenda in case he shows up.
Any objections to moving it to the end of the agenda in case Tom shows up?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no objections, and we'll just do that. And I would assume the same with the next item, which also was Tom's item, the presence of spherules of elemental iron in the dust from the WTC. Also
yes.
Postponed from the previous teleconference. Okay, we'll put that one right behind it. There being no objections to that, then we'll move right on to responding to the Dakota report, which was Dwayne's item. Dwayne, you want to go ahead?
Yes, I sent out a couple of charts to the list server via CAN, so I hope people got that and can bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Are people aware of that?
What
yeah,
are the Dakota
yeah,
reports
I
in a nutshell, Dwayne?
What's that?
What is the summary in a nutshell of Dakota reports? Because I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, well, if you're not even familiar with the Dakota report,
I'm not familiar. I just want it in a nutshell if it could be summarized.
Yeah, in a nutshell, a number of people within the 9/11 Truth group have looked at it, and for a variety of reasons, all have declared it to be bogus or not worth pursuing, that kind of thing.
What do they? What do they claim? What's the main thing they claim in that report?
It depends on what they look at. If they look at the CIT, looked at the timing on some of the airplane movements.
Let me interrupt you for just a second, Dwayne, to make it very clear. It purports to be a confession of sorts by people who were involved, who claim to have been involved with the perpetration of 9/11. It claims to be a technical revelation of the details of 9/11. That's what it basically is. Okay, go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, so anyway, there's any number of reasons when details of it are looked at, people come up with reasons why that couldn't possibly have happened the way it was claimed. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to go into all of those different things, although we can if necessary. What I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, is there something, due to the fact that it was sent to us by whoever it was sent to, that we can benefit by doing something with it? And I've got a chart, the second chart that I've got there. I'll explain it as best I can. It's just a matrix with three columns and five rows.
I don't remember getting that chart.
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay.
The chart is titled Possibilities. And so the three columns are labeled, on the left side, bogus, which is basically that the whole thing is bogus. The middle one is that it's partly true. And the third column to the right is it's all true. These are different possibilities. And then going down each row, the first one I've labeled as completely legit. In other words, even though we've looked at it and found all kinds of reasons why it can't be legit, let's say it is. And that's what that first row is. The next one down is partially legit. Partially maybe in one area. Let's say the Twin Towers is legit, but nothing about the airplanes, just as an example. The third thing is that it's disinfo, but potential whistleblowers from within 9/11 are watching what we do. Let's just say that that's a possibility. And possibly, I'll just to go on, maybe if we take it seriously, they may try to seek us out, something like that, where it's something that maybe starts some communication with possible whistleblowers. But the next one down I've got is that it's disinfo by OCT apologists. And then the last one is that it's purposeful disinfo by the feds. So that just gives a range of possible situations that may have brought this about.
What is OCT? What is OCT?
Official Conspiracy Theory.
Okay.
It's what we call the official story. Let's say the apologists for the official story, not people that are feds or anything like that, but just people that are out there that, you know, like, that are defending it no matter what. Okay, so then I've got a bunch of squares filled in with not applicable. For example, if the whole thing is bogus, then to say that it's completely legitimate is just kind of a totally contradictory, so there's no sense even discussing that. And actually, the only thing that I've got written in other than not applicable on that first line is it's unlikely. It's unlikely it's all true. It's between unlikely and impossible, so let's just call it unlikely. But if you move down, there are several of these squares or rectangles, intersections of a row and a column that I've left blank. And that's where I would like to have some discussion. Let's say it's partially legit and also partly true. So let's say that's what the situation is. Is there something that it would make sense us doing if that were the case? And I'll just give you an example.
Before you go on, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, what's the difference between partially legit and partially true?
Partially legit, well, they're the same thing. They're the same thing. I think the columns are like a description of the document itself, whereas the titles of the rows are more like what brought this about, like who might have done it, what was their intentions. If their intention was to make it partially legit, well, they did it by having parts of it true, so that the document itself is partly true.
May I make a suggestion, Dwayne?
Yeah.
That I think the column on the left has to do with the providers, and the column, the vertical columns, have to do with the content.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be true. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be helpful if I label it that way. Yeah. So anyway. We've got four blocks that I haven't filled out, which are the ones that I hope would bring about some discussion. And maybe before we start discussing, I'll just go to the third chart to give you some samples of how or why we might respond in some reason. And I've got three things there. One is just for us to gain experience in if such a situation comes up again where people claiming to be whistleblowers write a document and we find it more believable, let's say that happens, well, maybe we will have some experience on how we go about doing something about it. The second one, to demonstrate, this is having to do with if there are any 9/11 whistleblowers that are out there that did not author this document, but let's say they're looking at how we respond, and maybe if we respond in a serious manner, they may be willing to actually speak up and become whistleblowers that would be beneficial.
The existing report could be a stalking horse for people who would really like to blow the whistle on the real kid scenario, but are just using this as a test case to see what happens when the whistle is blown.
Yeah, that's another way I think of saying it, yeah. So it could either be the same people that mm-hmm. have that as a stalking horse, or maybe there's different sets of people that mm-hmm. are involved.
Well, let me ask a question, Dwayne. That is that from what I have seen, people who were active in the military and not retired, not just the military, but the fire department and whatever, they will not say anything. The only people that are going to talk are the ones that are retired from the military or retired from a police department, retired, because they don't want to jeopardize their pensions and what have you. And from what I have heard, the fire department in New York has made it real clear, and so is the police department, that nobody says anything about 9/11, otherwise you're out and your pension is out. That's my understanding. So you don't have any whistleblowers until they retire.
Hey, Don, excuse me, could you give us some documentation of that on the listserv where he's that they were threatened with loss of pension if they
I've never seen anything in writing. This is what I hear. In other words, I've heard this from people that have heard it from firemen. I don't know firsthand any New York City fireman or policeman that I've talked to, but I've talked to other people who do know people that are in that position, and this is what I've heard, say, secondhand, and it's completely believable. And I'll tell you this, is true for even my local police department. Or I'd say every police department, if they're any kind of policeman, they know, everybody knows what happened. Everybody. But they're not talking until they retire.
Well, we do have people that have retired.
That's what I said. Right, I know. Yeah,
and
on the call, we have the colonel. Colonel's on the call. Because I quote him. By the way, I've used your quote twice in my articles.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Okay, let me, if I can, just kind of finish off what these charts are. The third bullet I have is possibly we could bargain for information. And what I mean there is we might pick one of the topics that they look to be very wrong about and basically put out a statement on the net, where they could find it, that says, unless they provide some convincing additional evidence on that topic to show that they are correct and that we are wrong, then we'll do nothing more about this. But possibly they would actually post something that would be useful to us. So that's what that would be, bargaining for information.
Is there any item, Dwayne, that they have said happened? For instance, explosives in the tower. Has anyone come out and said, yes, I know firsthand that explosives
are
in the tower?
Yeah, the Dakota report, Don, it does say that. They do say that they...
Okay, then we can agree with that.
Well, we can't agree for sure.
Why not?
They say it unless we've got... Let's take, for example, they actually said that there was nanothermite there. They listed who the research organizations were, who the provider of it was. We don't have, we can't verify that those additional details are correct.
That's been verified. Talk to Richard Gage. And I've utilized that information. And talk to Stephen Jones. It has been done.
No, they cannot say where it was manufactured.
Military laboratory controlled military grade nanothermite. It has already been defined by people with
Let's see what
Dwayne finish out his report, okay?
Right, fine. Go ahead. I'm just trying to find out where it's all heading when we already know the answers. That's all. My question.
Well, I'll just come back to that. They actually said that it was manufactured in Israel.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but we can't verify that.
What difference does it make?
Dwayne, I don't know.
All we have to do is prove one very simple thing, and you've got them. Building 7 was not hit by an airplane, and underground.
That's not the subject. Okay, we're talking about the Dakota report here. Let Dwayne finish his report.
I know what we're talking about.
Well, then you're interrupting again, Don. He needs a chance to finish his report. Please continue,
that's
Dwayne.
Fine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I actually don't have too many more things. I think I'm pretty much ready to turn it over for discussion. Unless you have questions and you just don't understand what I'm asking. But I'm asking if there's any kind of a sense that it would be of value to see if anything could be made out of this that's useful rather than just discarding it.
If we're on discussion, I'd say absolutely not. We've got all the evidence we need. Let's go with it. Let's attack the enemy, and let's get this over with once and for all.
Okay, would anybody else like to comment or make a point or ask a question?
Sheldon on the stack.
Chris Smith.
Sheldon on the stack.
Yeah, Sheldon, go ahead.
Just wanted to point out that the origin of the report is that it was allegedly leaked out and it has no provenance. We can't say it went, came from anybody in particular, and it's kind of let out onto the internet, and so it comes with very suspicious origins, and I think we're kind of chasing our tails if we spend a lot of time analyzing it, because there are enough glaring discrepancies in it to make it of very suspicious nature. And I for one, don't see much compelling reason to spend a lot of time on it.
Sean, could you mention what you think are the glaring inconsistencies or contradictions in it?
Well, aside from the fact that there isn't much, it isn't very convincing as you read it. It's we have some things established pretty clearly, like the north of the Sitco approach for the aircraft, and they have the thing flying over the back, the other side of the Pentagon completely. So there are some significant, I can't name them all right now, but there have been some exhaustive discussions about it online. I've read. I'm saying there's not much reason to believe it, not much, not that I can directly contradict it, but not a whole lot of reason to believe it.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment or make a point?
Craig,
go ahead.
Yeah, what Shelton was talking about, there are, I don't have them all memorized either, but I know one of them says that the, it places the plane, has a plane sort of approaching the Pentagon and then flying over, but kind of like over, like, as you said, the north part of the building, and it has 26 seconds from the plane's arrival to the explosion. There's like a 26-second gap, which means that, you know, if this was a flyover illusion, it would hardly have been a successful illusion if the plane had already been had already flown 26 seconds past the building before the bomb went off, or vice versa. So there's that, and I think it also says that the impact or the explosion was on the south side of the building when it was actually on the west side of the building. So that's kind of, makes you wonder about it just from that point of view. But those are just a couple of details on the top of my head. So I kind of would tend to agree with what Shelton said, that it's pretty dubious. I mean, quickly reading over the beginning of it, there are some things in there that sound plausible about how they, recruited, people that could pass for, devout Muslims and the whole bit. But, I mean, it's very difficult to kind of know, whether any of that is, it could be just made up to sort of be similar to what we already believe. So, and without any way of verifying it, if we make too much of it, we might end up kind of looking, putting our feet in our mouths, So I guess that's all I'd say. I'd be a little bit concerned about giving it too much credence when we don't know any more about it.
This is okay. James, and I basically agree with Craig. I'd say that we've got to be careful in to not give out a signal that. That we think anything other than what we really think. I mean, we've got to stick to the truth of what the evidence tells us. And if we respond to this in any way at all, it should be, I think, sort of a brief summary of points that we find implausible, and let it go at that.
Ned Delaney here.
Okay, Ned, and then I'd like to go after Ned. Go ahead, Ned.
Okay. Just a general comment, and that is, as I understand the definition of disinformation, is simply incorporation of truth and fiction. In other words, you have fact mixed in with with falsities. Anytime you find verification of false issues mixed in with items that are factual, then that raises the flag that the whole thing is disinformation and should be questioned. That's all I have.
Well, I'd like to, first of all, in response to what Shelton said, say that I think Richard Gage was sent the original of this, and he may or may not have a way to respond to these people if he desired to. That was my understanding about its provenance. Somebody can correct me on that if I'm wrong about that. But the other thing I'd like to say is that I think, you know, it's easy to think that somebody just put together what the 9/11 truth movement would like to hear and then threw it out there. But there are some things in there that are way different from what the 9/11 truth canon consists of at this point. And I'd like to mention two of them, one which I find highly implausible and the other one which I find interesting. The implausible part has to do with the perpetrators. According to the author of the Dakota Report, the perpetrators are the Northern Group Brotherhood, a fairly established group that has been in existence since, quote, 1906, end quote, and about which apparently no conspiracy theorist has ever caught a whiff. I find that highly, highly implausible. The other part that I find interesting is the claim that the explosive used to detonate the trade centers was not so much the nanothermite as another one, which I believe was called C-12, but I could be wrong about the name of it. But
no,
that
it was
is
HL something, HL.
Okay.
20
yeah, I can't remember the names and all that. But that's a very interesting claim because nobody in the 9/11 truth movement to this point, no major school of thought has ever alleged that. So that is something that I think is pretty well worth thinking about just to see where that might have come from. Mm-hmm. And also perhaps to ask if that substance leaves a signature that could be tested for.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had to say. And who else would like to speak?
I'd just like to say one thing. I'd like to see the summary of the points that should be investigated, like this Northern Group Brotherhood. I would just go ahead and put a Wikipedia search on it and see has anyone done that? Look it up, and has anyone looked this up on Wikipedia to see what it says?
Just came out, so I don't know.
I'm so familiar with conspiracy theory that I didn't feel the need to.
I'm an investigator. Not only that, I'm a journalist. And I do investigative journalism. That's why my articles come out the way they are. And that would be the first thing. When we finish this call, I'm going to go to Wikipedia and just put that in and see what it says. I don't turn down any clue. I look at all clues.
Okay.
What's the name of the organization again that they say was 1906?
I think it was the Northern Group Brotherhood, if I'm not mistaken. Northern Group Brotherhood.
Since 1906. And that's easy enough to check out on the internet.
Good luck.
Doing that right now.
Well, good luck. Let's put it in and see what it says.
Sure.
I put in Holmes and the Manchurian Candidate because I'm old enough to remember the movie, The Manchurian Candidate, and there's a whole slew of stuff that claims he was a Manchurian Candidate. So, I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff you can do. Not everything's true, but it's good to see what the ideas are that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a comment?
This is Dwayne.
Go ahead.
I just, in answer to the Wikipedia suggestion, I am very dubious of what Wikipedia would say on any of these subjects. They tend to... Mm-hmm.
You've read it. You got to read it before you can be. You have to read something before you can be dubious of it.
Not really. You can be dubious of the source, and that's what he's saying.
Don't bother reading. In other words, like I say, I don't. When I do investigations, and I'm a forensic engineer, and I've been one for 40 years, I've never lost a case in court. But I check everything, and before I go into court, I make sure I know what I'm talking about. That's why I don't lose cases.
Well, I can say I just Googled it, and I don't see anything on the. I put in Northern Group Brotherhood, and I don't see anything that sounds anything like this on the
okay,
first page.
Then that's a clue that it may not exist.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have anything coming up here either.
Yeah, as far as the Dakota report goes, although it could be something of interest, I don't think it is of paramount importance at this time. I think what's of paramount importance is to do what architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are doing. They are using Building 7 as the example to show that the Muslims are innocent. A plane didn't hit the building. The Muslims are being blamed for flying planes into buildings. Therefore, they had nothing to do with Building 7. Explosions occurred in the basement. Barry Jennings, you can see it on YouTube. The guy's been knocked off by the CIA when he was only 53 years old. And I'll make that statement because I'm not afraid of anybody out there. He was killed, murdered, any way you want to have it. But his story is on YouTube, and I gave you that. Now, I'm going to ask a very simple thing. I've sent out information to this group, and I assume everyone that's on this call is on a list, sir.
Oh, whoa, Don, before you go there, we're on this particular subject right now, okay? You can bring that up under open discussion, but
we're
just talking about the Dakota report, okay?
I'm saying
Don't try to steer us in the direction of supporting your cause right now.
Just thought of drop the Dakota report. Don't even take the bait.
You've said that. You're repeating yourself. Thank you, Don. All right, anybody else have a comment on this before we move on to other things? Okay, well, I guess we've exhausted the subject for the time being. Dwayne, thanks for putting together your report and sending it out, although it didn't reach people until today, unfortunately. But it was, I think, a useful point of departure for discussion. We can certainly come back to it at anybody's request in the future, and maybe we will.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. I guess there's nothing else on the agenda. Tom Clifton did not show up on the call tonight. He's not here, right, Tom? You're not here? That being the case, we can just move into open discussion then. Does anybody have any announcements?
This is Dwayne.
Oh, go ahead.
Dwayne, go ahead.
I guess I got three things. The movie that Howard Cohen has been working on has reached the next level in completeness, and it now has a new title. Trickery and Treachery. And Howard says he's updating the website like today or tomorrow, so that there'll be more information on it.
Trickery and Treachery, wow.
That's accurate.
That is really a provocative title.
Also true.
So anyway, that's one thing. He is, by the way, looking for more investors. And that's part of why he's putting on the website, is to see if anyone has some money that they're willing to invest in it.
So is the production of it kind of on hold then? Is that what we understand, Dwayne?
I think until they get some more money, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think, just as a comment, there are so many movies on 9/11. One of the best that I've seen is Zeitgeist. But there's so much out there that it's just like one more movie because people have seen this. We're at the point now where we have to start.
Excuse me, guys. Now we're still at announcements. Does anybody else have any announcements?
Yeah,
you had a couple more, right?
Yeah, I sent out a letter to the his name is Mr. DiBlasi. He is the head of the Coordinating Council of Structural Engineers, or structural engineer societies. So he's like the top structural engineer in the country. And it was a very strongly worded letter, which he probably will not respond to, but I sent that out to him about a week ago. And I did it because he had responded to, I can't remember, Bill Willers, who is a professor emeritus, but not a engineer. And he kind of, this de Blasi kind of came back like, well, obviously you're not an engineer. You need to rely on what the experts say, that kind of attitude. So anyway, I did that, and I'm waiting for possibly a response back. The letter itself was posted on Veterans Today, kind of intercepted from, because I really didn't intend to have it put on the web until after he had received it, but I don't think it mattered. So that's the second thing. The third thing I'll mention is that San Diegans for 9/11 Truth, which I'm a member of, has had a very traumatic week or two. The group ended up canceling the speaker that was going to speak in August after they'd already basically committed to having him speak. The person's name is John Friend. And what happened is that some of the members started checking into his blog, and they found things in his blog that was very objectionable. So it was a matter of withholding or retracting an invitation to speak based on what people found in his blog. Anyway.
Oh, excuse me, Duane, is this John Friend from New York?
No, John Friend from San Diego.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, I've got some announcements.
It's very traumatic to our organization to have done that.
Yeah. I've got some announcements, if I can make them.
Okay.
All right. The first is I did send out the information on the July Sovereign, and that was on the explosive evidence equals 9/11 truth. I have anyone read it that's on this call?
Is that the one that quotes Shelton?
That's right.
I read it. This is Caprion. Yeah, I read it.
Okay, all right. And what was your opinion?
I wasn't duly overly impressed. I mean, it was okay, but
I'm not out to impress people. I'm just out to give facts.
Well, yes, my opinion.
Was there anything in the
facts?
But
the quote from Shelton was very poignant, I thought.
Well, what's this quote? It was a good quote. That's why I put it in there. I'm also quoting Shelton on the August issue, too, because I think that he's got another good quote. And so he's being quoted twice. And I'm also quoting Craig, by the way, Craig. You're being quoted on the August issue. So that will be posted on our website, and I'll let you know when it is so you can check it out. But the August issue is going to be also a follow-up. What I'm writing is a trilogy, July, August, and September. And the cartoons are a very integral part of what I say. The first cartoon was the rat trap with a piece of cheese marked Guantanamo 5, the two rats moving towards it, one marked CIA with the United States flag on it, and the other rat was Mossad with the Israel flag on it. That was the rat trap. And that was all centered around Building 7, because I'm a member, by the way, of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And I was one of the original people that signed the petition that went to Congress and nothing happened. And by the way, what you probably don't know, Richard Gage was a guest in my home, and I put on a memorial service about 4 years ago in which the victims in New Jersey, which are quite a few, We're all invited to attend.
Excuse me, Don. We're doing announcements right now. That means
well,
upcoming.
Giving an announcement, Ken. Why do you always interrupt me and you don't interrupt anybody
because
else?
Because you're off topic. You're off topic, Don. We're doing announcements.
What topic am I? I'm giving you an okay. The announcement.
You're
is
giving us the long history of your relationship with Richard Gage. That's not what we're doing right now.
Let me give you the announcement. The announcement is I am writing a trilogy. Trilogy for the July, August, and September issues of The Sovereign. I will let the listserv know of this. Ken, I would like to have you send it out to the entire membership with the website so that they can look at this, okay? And in other words, when you put in the minutes for today as an announcement, I expect that this will be in, and I will send it. I'll send it out to you. Now, you want me to send it to Craig?
Do you have a link for this now, Don? Is there a link that people can get to it from right now?
Craig, let me get your website, get your email address again. Craig?
Sure.
Go ahead.
It's my name, Craig McKee, C-R-A-I-G.
Right. M-C-K-W-E.
M-C-K, yeah. Okay. The number 45.
45.
At
yahoo.com.
Dot ca in this case.
Yahoo.ca. CA, California.
CA. Canada.
CA?
Yeah.
C like Charlie Alpha? Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. I will send it out to you after the meeting so that you've got the link.
Okay.
And
are there any objections to our posting this link in the minutes? Okay, hearing no objections, then if you forward your link to Craig, he'll include it in the minutes. Okay? Any other announcements?
The other announcement is a suggestion that the list of all the members be put in alphabetical order. And Ken, I checked it out with my webmaster. You've got the list. All you got to do is tell the computer. He'll put it in alphabetical order for you from now on. So it's in alphabetical order and easier to find people that you're looking for. Okay?
Your webmaster will put it in alphabetical order?
No, I didn't say that. My webmaster said that you've got the list. It's an easy thing for you to do. All you got to do is tell your computer to do it.
No. I told you I don't know how to do that. And if you would do it, Don, I would be glad to list people in alphabetical order. But I don't know how to do that, okay?
All right, then
without having to write the whole list out longhand in an Excel sheet and then have the computer list them alphabetically, I don't know how to do it.
Well,
but if you want done, if it's important enough, no, Don,
forward.
I told you, if it's important enough for you to have this done, you put them in alphabetical order and we'll list them in alphabetical order. But I'm not,
but I need
I'm not
something
supposed
from you.
To do that.
I need your list to do that. I'm willing to do that. But I need
well, fine.
Your list.
You do it. I told you. You do that and send it to me in alphabetical order, and we'll post them in alphabetical order.
Well,
it's
first send me the list that you have, and I'll do it.
You have the list. The list is on everything we send out, both the draft agendas and the draft minutes.
Right, but it's not in my computer. Ken, it's in your computer.
No, it's not. No, it is not. It's not in my computer. Okay.
Where is it?
I don't have the names of people in my computer. I told you, if I had them on my computer, then it would be an easy thing to do.
Okay.
What
so
we have is
we
the
have
list that you have there. That's all we have.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good enough. Good enough. That's it. That was it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The one other thing, too, is that the...
Let me check with everybody else. Does anybody have any objection to our listing the names of our recipients in alphabetical order rather than chronologically as they're now listed, because that's really what Don would like to do there. Okay, I don't hear any objections, so let's find out. Go ahead and do that. Put them in alphabetical order.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Start listing that way. Okay?
The only other announcement, and I'd like to get the comment, and that is that there not be any limitation to any subject that can be voted on 9/11 in the future. I believe that what happened.
No, that's not an announcement. I'm sorry, you're off topic again.
Well, I
any
want
other
to have
announcement
a discussion on it. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have open discussion in a minute, Don. You can bring up anything you want then. Although,
yeah, go ahead. No problem. Go ahead.
If you want to bind the organization something, you really should put it on the agenda.
No, we'll talk about it. We'll talk.
Okay.
About it.
All right. So, any other announcements? Okay. It's
could I take one, Ken? Before you go on,
yeah, go ahead.
Could I ask Dwayne to maybe send me a quick email after the call, just including the correct spelling of the names of the gentleman that you wrote the letter to and the person he was responding to, just so I get it right in the minutes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So it's only 10 minutes till the hour. For once, we've got enough time to get back into open discussion, so we'll just open the discussion to anybody that wants to discuss anything of pertinence to the 9/11 movement.
Yeah, I'd like to discuss the policy of this group. Number one, if this group is going to be have any meaning to anyone, it's going to have to vote on any issue that any member wants to bring up pertaining to this without any limitation being put on it by anyone as a vote. And I don't what happened last week, I don't want to see happen again. And I'd like to have a vote on that and support that as long as a person brings something up pertaining to the 9/11 truth movement, that it can be voted upon and action can be taken. That's it. Otherwise, you're going to be a useless group.
Okay. Would anybody else like to make a comment on anything?
Well, Craig, I'll just make a quick comment on that point. In a sense, we did vote on it. In other words, by voting a two-thirds majority that we were not going to deal with that type of question, in a sense, we did vote on it. So it's not like you were denied a vote. In fact, the standard that the vote against it had to meet was considerably higher.
This should be presented to the entire group, because if in the future it's not going to be done, we're wasting our time on the calls except for giving announcements. If the purpose of this group
Craig has the floor right now. Let's Craig finish his comment, and then you can go back on the stack if you have something to add, okay?
But I thought he finished not responding.
Well, I'll just finish off by saying that the way the vote went, I know you didn't like it, but it was based on a vote, so it was democratic. I mean, more than two-thirds, in fact, it was, I think, all but one voted, that wasn't
right.
Something
so
that we
I'm
wanted
making
to
get into. So Craig,
Don, you don't have the floor. Craig has the floor.
Well, okay, when he finishes,
I'm good.
No,
I'm good with that.
I'm behind Craig. You can be behind me if you wish. And if somebody else who hasn't spoken yet would like to be honest.
I just want to respond to that before you go on to somebody else, okay? And I'm going to repeat myself again. If you're going to limit what people are permitted to say, and you're going to be screening everything by yourself or anybody else can, this group is going to be a meaningless group, I'm telling you. I mean, you have all these names on your list. We have six people on the call. If we actually start doing something where we're noticed as a 9/11 teleconference group and we do something meaningful, you're going to have more people on the call. That's all I'm saying. And I believe what I'm bringing up, I want to see voted on by the entire membership.
Okay. So I would like to speak now. It's a cardinal rule of any democratic parliamentary group that follows parliamentary procedure that the majority can determine what is and is not considered by the group. That's a fundamental democratic right of any group. And the question was voted on whether or not your issue was going to be considered, and it was soundly agreed by all but one vote.
I'm not questioning
that. Excuse me, Don. No, Don, you
I'm
can't interrupt. I didn't
I'm
interrupt
you
when you
took
no. Well, but you have to let me finish. You're not letting me finish my statement, Don, and that's not fair.
Well,
that's not democratic.
No,
it's not democratic. It's not democratic for you to constantly interrupt people when you don't agree. We have to take turns. No, you're violating our essential democratic right to take our turn. Right now, you're violating it again, Don. You're violating it again. Please be silent until it's your turn to speak, and then you can say what you would like to say, okay? Let me say now what I would like to say. Now, two-thirds majority was required to remove something from the agenda, and that two-thirds majority was reached. That's as democratic as things can get. Now, I know that you don't like the fact that two-thirds of the people did not want to consider your issue, but it was a democratic decision, Don. And for you to argue that it's undemocratic because your issue was not allowed to be considered means essentially that you want to overrule the majority, but you're not going to be allowed to.
I'm not arguing that. I'm not talking about the past. I am saying in the future that a notice be sent out to all the members stating that we would like their input as to whether there should be any limit on voting on any topic for 9/11 truth. I'm not talking about the past, so don't go back to it. All right? That's what I want to see. I want to like to put that on the when you send out the minutes. This is what I'd like to have: a vote by the entire membership, as to whether there should be any limitation on a vote by anyone on any subject on 9/11 truth, so we avoid what happened. I'm not talking about what happened. I know what happened, and I'm not talking about that. That's what I'd like
to say. Would anybody else like to comment?
Dwayne.
Yeah, Craig.
Dwayne and Chris.
Okay, well, one thing Don was asking for was what he just said to go in the minutes. This is the discussion period where it doesn't go in the minutes. So I just wanted to mention that. And secondly, if you're wanting a vote from all members, which I guess is defined by that very long list.
Right, not your members.
You're talking more like maybe a need for a set of bylaws that says
there's such a thing as a quorum. You don't even have a quorum on these calls. A quorum is you don't even have 10% of your members on these calls.
You don't know what a quorum is.
I know what a quorum is. I'm saying I don't. What is the quorum for this group? Tell me.
To be in a set of bylaws, and we don't have bylaws as far as I know.
Well, maybe that's what we should have is bylaws.
Well, Don, why don't you propose a set of bylaws and see if the group would like to go with
it? I would propose a set of bylaws at this time, and included in those bylaws, maybe let's have a bylaw committee, a group of people.
You can do that, Don. You can write up a set of bylaws and issue them.
I want to have a group do it. Who on this call is willing to write up a set of bylaws with me on this? Is there anyone on this call? Don't all shout at once, guys. All right, I'll write up a set of bylaws.
Okay.
Anybody
else have an issue
with this? You want to vote on whether I have the authority to do that now, and I'll wait for the vote. Because you might say no, and then I won't waste my time.
Well, the bylaws will have to be voted on. So
right.
You can write up a set.
Most bylaws are done by a group. I don't want to do it alone. I want to do it with some other people. Is there anyone that's willing to
work? Well, it doesn't sound like there are any other volunteers right now.
Let me finish. I brought up the one item that I want, and that is that there not be any limitation on any 9/11 topic by anyone, that anything can be brought up for a vote. I'd like to have that put in the minutes and sent out to the general, to everybody for their comments.
And that the group should not be able to vote on whether or not it's an acceptable topic, correct? I think that's the key issue there, Don, because that's what happened. People decided that your topic wasn't appropriate, and they voted against
it. I'm saying I want a letter to go out in the minutes. When you send the minutes of this meeting out to the group, I want it stated that Don Vasorlian is requesting that the group comment on there not being any limitations on what is voted on by anyone in this group, as long as it pertains to 9/11 truth.
Dwayne has reminded us that this is only a discussion period. This isn't an agenda item right now. We're not discussing anything to vote.
Let's discuss this now.
Well, you can discuss it, but we're not at this point. Because it's not an agenda item, Don. If you wanted that on the agenda, you'd have to ask to put it on the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. That's the way we work. We've done this every time we've had a meeting.
So far.
Well, you can do that. You can send me a private note, as everybody else does when they want to put something on the agenda, and say what you would like on the agenda, and it will be put on the agenda. But if two-thirds people decide they don't want it there, it won't go. Okay.
Why can't we talk about it now and do it now without waiting?
We have been, Don. We've been talking about it for at least 5 minutes, okay?
We have, and I presented something to be put.
And you've been
monopolizing
the floor, and it's time
to
allow others.
Want to do it or not?
No, you're not going to vote on it now. We're not going to vote on it now because it's not an agenda item, okay? Now let's move on. Anybody else have an item that they would like to discuss? Hearing none, then I guess we're done with today's call. Thank you all for your cooperation. We'll see you last Wednesday of August. Same time, same place.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night,
thank
all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.